Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and I'm Jeff Sandhu. Now, science and technology is a term of art used to encompass the relationship between the two. It frequently appears within titles of academic disciplines and government offices. And here with me today is Sam Gibbs. He's the CEO of Aerospace Education. Sam, thanks again for coming on to the show. Now, you are involved with a very interesting conference in Kuching in September this year. Now, you know, the World Science and Technology Education Conference. So could you just tell us a bit more about this?
Firstly, it's great to be on the show, Jeff, and great to hear from you as well. Thank you for inviting me to come and comment. World Science and Technology Education is a very interesting gathering of the world leaders in science and technology education. I liken it to sort of the Olympic Games of science and technology education discussion. It happens once every 4 years, and it's being organized principally by UNESCO, which is the UN body, and also another group called ICASE, which is the a group of teachers who are working together to increase the output of science and technology education and education generally. I'll just give you the ICASE, the International Council Association of Science Education, and UNESCO are the two main driving bodies. And luckily this year they've selected Kuching as the host city for the conference, and the conference will be held from the 29th of September to the 4th of October at the UNIMAS campus in Kuching. So we're all very excited about it, and I think it's going to be a really amazing gathering of the world's top experts in science and technology education.
Is there an overall theme into this year's conference?
Yes, there is. The conference organizers have highlighted the following, which is the theme, which is live science, love learning, create change. And this is the three main driving core themes for the conference. And I believe that this fits very well with the encouragement of young people into science and technology related education and fields. So a live science, love learning, create change.
It's interesting that it's being held in Kuching. Is there any reason why it's in that part of Malaysia?
I believe that the conference organisers select targeted areas to host the conference every 4 years, and I believe that the conference organisers felt that Kuching represented a interesting opportunity to host a conference in Borneo, which is in a sense the heart of Southeast Asia. And I think this is part of the focus of the conference, is to give Southeast Asia a leading hand in this particular conference period, and also try and work in the center of developing countries like Indonesia and Malaysia, of course, and Thailand, and all the great countries that are trying to adopt science and technology education at the moment. So I believe this is part of the reasoning. And also, Borneo is a wonderful, wonderful area. There's so much to offer for the conference delegates, which is part of obviously an experience like this. Is not just going to the conference, being able to benefit the economy and experience the local culture and landscapes, which obviously Borneo has much to offer.
Now, you know, what are some of the principal objectives of the conference?
Well, I think this is one of the most important areas, but we live in a time of extraordinary change, and especially in the fields of science and technology. And I think the principal idea behind the conference is to study the best ways to bring science and technology education into the public domain. And obviously this is incorporated in different levels throughout early schooling to high school to college and university. And I really understand from the conference organisers that the critical expression of how to get science and technology into the public environment, into the school classrooms, into the college courses and in university degrees, and either further up the chain to industry, is really become one of the most critical elements of education nowadays, because we depend on science and technology in our everyday lives, and it changes so rapidly. So I believe that this is a very important opportunity during these conference periods to study the best and most effective ways to bring science and technology education to the public domain.
Now, you know, who are some of the key speakers that we can expect in the conference?
Well, already there's some very significant people who've been targeted for offering papers and delivering papers, but I think some of the more interesting and key speakers are such people like Professor Hubert Gizen, who's the director of UNESCO Regional Science Bureau for Asia, and he'll be coming to talk about the development of science and technology education from the perspective of Asia. But interestingly, his background is obviously from the Dutch region, but he has been doing a lot of work, apparently implemented missions in over 80 countries to develop capacity building and research and cooperation programs. So Professor Hubert is one of the very important figures who's coming in to look at the and to contribute to the conference. Then we have people like Professor John Hattie is one of the New Zealand conference speakers and an internationally acclaimed academic. He's the director of the Melbourne Education Research Institute, an associate dean for the Graduate School of Education, University of Melbourne, and Australia, an honorary professor at the University of Auckland. So he's a heavyweight inside the speakers list. Then we have a very interesting woman by the name of Professor Lynn Beasley, who is a doctor of from Edinburgh University, and she now lives in Western Australia. She's also doing a lot of work on the women's and female elements of science and technology education. Obviously, this is a very important thing to see how women and the women's roles in science and technology education development of such, and obviously including female students and teachers in science and technology education is one of her major points of interest. And one of the interesting ones is we've also got the Dr. Sheikh Muzaffar, who's also agreed to contribute, and he's one of the leading people in Malaysia who we feel can contribute some interesting comments about science and technology education. So he'll be coming in as well to lend a hand. So he's one of the people locally that we're looking forward to seeing there.
Now, you've got a very good mix in terms of the speakers that you bring to the conference. Now, so, you know, what benefits will this conference bring to Malaysia and Southeast Asia?
Well, I think that's a very important question. I believe that in Southeast Asia now, there's a great movement that must happen towards changing science and technology education at all levels. And this conference supplies a very realistic opportunity for all education leaders in these regions to link into the very latest contemporary information and techniques on science and technology education, and not only link in but develop infrastructure and ongoing communications with some of the world leaders. And this, I think, will really help to strengthen how science and technology education is managed in countries like Malaysia and Indonesia. And this is, I think, a very core and key point in order to secure the future development of these countries and ensure that they remain on track for a full developed nation status.
I'm speaking to Sam Gibbs, the CEO of Aerospace Education, and in just a moment, we'll find out why science and technology is vital in today's education system. BFM 89.9. Jeff Sandhu here, and with me today is Sam Gibbs. He's the CEO of Aerospace Education, and we are talking about the World Science and Technology Education Conference that will be held in Kuching in September. Now, Sam, you know, what is STEM Fest exhibition, and you know, how will it run concurrently with the World STE?
Okay, yes. Well, interestingly, this is not just the World Science and Technology Education Conference, but it also integrates a STEM Fest, or what's called STEM Fest, an exhibition. And the idea of STEM Fest is to run concurrently with the Science and Technology Education Conference that goes from the 29th of September to the 4th of October. And STEM Fest is run by what we call the Global 20 STEM States, and it is a exhibition and outreach program that runs for an entire month concurrently during the the World Science and Technology Education Conference, but also for 3 weeks thereafter. So this is an ongoing legacy program which is designed to bring events, educational conferences, speakers, an exhibition, some special festivals. We're looking at a very extensive range of programs that are set to benefit the local teachers and students, and also any of the general public who would like to find out a bit more about what STEM means. And I might just be a good idea to repeat the meaning of the STEM. It's actually an acronym which says Science, Technology, Education and Mathematics. And the STEM Fest is going to be based on these very core areas, and STEM is now being supported worldwide, and it's an ideology that is trying to encourage the understanding and education of science and technology, engineering and mathematics throughout the world. The exhibition will be covering special events and educational programs for the for students and teachers.
So, you know, who should go to this conference, and you know, what can they expect to find and learn?
Well, that's, I think, a very open opportunity for all sorts of different people from all walks of life. What there are several different entry points for the conference, and I think the most important one is the people who think they can contribute papers and their special ideas and experiences in science and technology education. And we're very keen to hear from speakers who, and especially in Southeast Asia, who are perhaps leading change in science and technology education locally. So we're very much hoping that we can get people to submit their papers for review to participate in the conference, and the organisers are very keen to hear from those people in Southeast Asia. So we're really looking forward to hearing from those people who can contribute to the conference directly through speaking. Then obviously the delegates, and we feel that this is a very strong opportunity for teachers, for science educators, for university lecturers, anybody who's involved with science and technology education at any level should take an interest in this conference and should take the time to get down to Kuching and participate as a conference attendee, make contact networks with the people who are attending as speakers and contributors, and really gear this opportunity to link themselves in with the very latest in science and technology education worldwide. And thirdly, what we're looking for, and perhaps most importantly, is students and teachers. And we have many events that we want to do in parallel with the conference and STEM Fest that will be an opportunity for students and teachers to come in and learn and participate in special science activities and outreach programs. And of course, the general public, we're very keen to have them there as well. So it really is across the board a great opportunity for people from all sectors of society to get involved and to really learn a great deal from the leading world experts about science and technology education.
Now, you know, which country you see, you know, that has been employing science and technology in their education in the best way possible?
I think I would have to say the Singaporeans lead in many ways. Australia are doing very well, and interestingly, New Zealand are really managing this very well at the moment. But I think the Singaporeans have, I'd describe, a very focused effort in science and technology education, and it's evident through their specialist colleges and universities that they are focusing students into these fields in biotechnology and engineering, and now they're looking at aerospace much more and more these days, architecture and design engineering, civil engineering, and I think they really have made an extraordinary effort in this respect. But not to mention, I think there's a lot of very important efforts being made in countries like Malaysia and Indonesia now, and these countries are very keen to pursue science and technology, and I think that there are also some very concerted efforts going on in throughout Southeast Asia with this type of education. So hats off to Singapore, but also let's not forget that Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, Vietnam are also pursuing aggressively science and technology focused programs.
Is mindset the biggest challenge to adopt science and technology into education?
I think what's happening now is that there's been a very strong emphasis on theoretical learning. And I believe that what's happening in Southeast Asia in general is that the heavy emphasis on theoretical learning is not necessarily preparing students for what would be described as industry-level entrance to the careers field. And this is a very important area that I think Science and Technology Education Conference will be looking at, is how to best prepare students for the workforce. And you cannot do it with textbooks. It must be balanced with practical working experience. And this is why I think Singapore is leading at the moment, because I know that they're getting students to not only study the theory, but they're getting them to do the actual practical work that's involved. And this is where science, technology, education must focus its efforts now. And I believe that the biggest development area will be to balance theoretical learning with practical hands-on experience and experimentation.
Now, you know, what Malaysia can do to help the next generation of kids to understand science and technology better?
This is a very critical and very important area. I think a lot of work is being done in Malaysia, and I think there's some really great indications that science and technology is starting to take a primary role in education. But I think where I see need at the moment is to send that down to the lower school areas. So I really believe that once you begin high school and even at the senior stages of primary school, you need to be starting to get students involved and aware of the potential in science and technology education. And I think that's happening in a natural process because we're surrounded by technology now, and you have to learn it one way or the other. You have to know how to use telephones and computers and computer games and all sorts of daily interactions we have with technology. But younger and younger people are becoming more and more aware of technology around them, and I think we need to back that up and get these people on board and interested in science and technology right from a very early age, and then allow them to follow that through right through their schooling and hopefully to their career point. And I think there's a process involved here which we have to catalyse and initiate from a very young age and ensure that there's a support mechanism in place that will allow them to develop their interest all the way through their schooling and tertiary education.
Now, Sam, you know, before we leave, you know, where can I find more information about World Science and Technology?
Yes, that's a good question, and thank you. The website is for the main World ST 2013 Borneo can be found on www.worldste, and I'll just spell that. That's WORLD, World, STE, all one word, and 2013.org. So I'll just repeat that, www.worldste2013.org. And the website there is very comprehensive. It's got a lot of information. If we're looking for speakers, we're looking for school teachers, we're looking for students, we're looking for anybody who's interested in science and technology education, please go to the website, check it out. If you Google World STE Borneo, then you'll come straight up with the words with the website anyway. Please go and have a look, and we're really looking forward to hearing from people in Southeast Asia who would like to contribute and participate in the conference.
I've been speaking to Sam Gibbs, the CEO of Aerospace Education, talking about science and technology and the World Science and Technology Education Conference, which is going to be held in Kuching in this September, BFM 89.9.